The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the podcast Who's Just Not That Into You. I'm your host, Rhea, and I'm here with a special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself, say your name, and a program that you're not in?
Program, okay. What's up, everybody? My name is Nem, and I am in nursing.
Wow, our first nursing student on the podcast. Yep. That's so cool, yeah. Wow. So Nem, as you could probably tell from his intro, he's like probably famous or something, like probably TikTok famous. 6'4", by the way.
6'4", by the way, not to brag, I'm just being humble, chat.
No, yeah, just being humble. Yeah. So this episode is about like talking stages. Ooh. And stuff like that. Do you have any experience with talking stages now?
Oh, buddy, do I have stories for you?
Wow.
Yeah, I got some like interesting like talking stages stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah.
Have any of them turned into like relationships?
I don't know. I don't really know. Like most of them, it just honestly fizzled out at the end.
Yeah.
So not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think it was cases of he's just not that into you or she's just not that into you?
You know. Kind of both. But okay. For example, I actually have reasons why I kind of ended the relationship.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Basically because, like, I just didn't feel like it was, like, kind of, like, right for me in that position.
That makes
sense.
That's
kind of why.
When he says he doesn't want a relationship, is that real or is it just, I don't want a relationship with you?
It honestly depends on different factors. Like, okay, is he physically attracted by you? Is he attracted by your personality? Does he like your behavior, like your motivations, like what you want? Because like sometimes a girl can say something and it can just be very unattractive or like a red flag to them.
Yeah.
So that's why maybe they're not interested.
Could you give an example of that kind of thing?
So, like, for example, maybe you find, like, some girl and you think she's nice and you're getting to know her a bit. And then she says some red flag, like, saying, like, oh, I like to party. I like to party a lot with my friends and we drink a lot. Like, maybe some people just don't find that attractive. Maybe they just don't want that type of person in their life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And maybe some people do.
Some people do, and they're fine with that. That's completely okay. If you both are okay with what you guys want, then go ahead. But then sometimes you have situations where you don't like that, so you just end the relationship.
Okay. Yeah, valid. Have you ever had, like, a talking stage go on for too long?
For too long?
Or do you think they all kind of ended where, like, you think they should have ended?
You know, I sometimes had, like, a talking stage. I don't know if this is long, but, like, it would last, like, a month and a half.
Okay.
I don't know if
that's
long, but kind of like that. That's, like, the longest.
And do you think that, like, why do you think that it didn't develop into, like, a relationship?
It is because of, like, how do you say it? It's, like, there wasn't communication and, like, motivation to like, kind of, like, burn the fire in a sense, because, you know, like, for example, think of a fire. You have to constantly throw wood at it to keep it lasting, right? And sometimes what happens is like in these talking stages is like you don't throw the fire and the fire starts to die, and that's kind of how it's like. There's no like input, like you don't have that commitment to continue the relationship or like communication, and it just kind of fizzles out at the end.
Do you think, like, Why was there no, like, commitment or whatever?
Honestly, you know, I try actually, if I'm really interested in a person, I will try to
like
be committed.
Keep trying. Yeah.
But honestly, it gets to a point where...
It gets to a point.
No, but I'm being honest. It gets to a point where, like, you're like... There's no point on continuing if she doesn't want to continue it. So, like, you just have to end it. And that honestly happens.
Real.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, there's, like, Oh, is it like taking things slow or like leading you on?
Honestly, that's, like, okay.
The hard part.
Okay, that is a that's a very multifaceted question. Or I don't know, but like honestly, it's sometimes you feel led on because they love bomb you, they show interest, they're like, oh, we should do this, we should do that, that'd be so fun. Oh, and then
I was saying that you should do this and then never actually doing it.
it kind of makes you think like, oh, maybe she's actually interested in hanging out and maybe it can develop into something, you know, more. But then nothing happens, and then you feel led on.
Yeah.
But if you're taking things slow, that needs to be addressed in the first place. Yeah. I need to know if you want to take it slow.
And you're still, like, committed to building something.
Exactly. Because that's why I need to. I want to know if you're taking things slow, and then sure. But I just still want to know if you're interested in you know, for example, developing a relationship, because I don't want to take things slow and then nothing happens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, this is a quote from the book about kind of like the thing, and it says woman, but it could be both sides, you know. I'm not ready. This is the most often used excuse in the world, but it always seems to do the trick. Women love waiting around for men to be ready. You must enjoy it because you do it so much of the time. Anyways, that's it.
That can definitely be like a reversed situation where women, like, you know, not all women, but like some women, they just lead on men. And maybe I don't know why, but like, I don't know why though. What's the point on leading on somebody if you don't want a relationship? That's not cool.
Yeah, true. I think there's multiple things. Like, one could be like, they like start to get to know you more and then they're like, oh, I don't know if I like where this is going or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, like, they're not purposefully leading you on, and they're, like, I don't know.
Unintentionally?
Like, yeah. I feel like that could... No, I don't know. I guess it depends on the case, but sometimes it could be, like, someone's not trying to lead them on, but, like, to the other person, it feels like they are. Mm-hmm. But, like, really, they're just trying to be friends or something like that.
That's why there needs to be communication and establishment. Yeah. Like, I want to know where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. I want to know the intention, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get into something where if I'm going to take it slow with somebody, nothing happens. Like, that's just honestly kind of frustrating, because think about it, you could take that time and use it for something else.
Yeah, that's true. What are your takes on, like, talking to multiple people at the start of stuff? Like, talking to people at the same time or whatever?
Like, having multiple talking stages? Is that what you mean? So, like, how I would, like, balance it? That's what you're saying?
Or, like, no, I'm saying, like, do you think that's okay? Do you think that you should only talk to one person at once? Or is that, like...
Okay, that's kind of a debatable question, because, like, on one hand, it's, like, okay, if you're talking to one girl, like, okay, maybe you're trying to be loyal and trying to, you know, be with her. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out like that. Maybe it just doesn't work, and that's it. And then on the other side, maybe it's better to have multiple talking stages to see which one reaches the first line.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If you have like one and she's not interested or she doesn't want to do anything, it's done. But if you have maybe like you're just talking to like multiple people, it does up your chance, but like maybe you're not doing anything, like maybe just like just talking to them. You're just seeing who's more interested in you, and then when you figure out maybe they're interested in you, you just talk to them only. You leave the other ones.
Yeah, but then you drop the other people, and then it's like, what?
Well, what I mean is, like, if the other, you have to see which one's more interested.
Okay,
And then if there's, like, others who aren't as interested in you, just, like, maybe just communicate to them, hey, this is not working, I can't do this anymore.
Because, like, I don't know.
That's what I mean. It's a very debatable question, because sometimes, like, maybe there's a person where they used to just, like, want to talk to one person and it didn't work out. And then eventually you just get, like, fed up. And then you're just like, okay, let me just, like, talk to, like, just, like, some of the people and then see which one works. Because sometimes one might not work.
Of that. Yeah. And also, I guess there's the whole thing where there's, like, dating apps now and stuff like that. Yeah. So then it's like, what does that mean? Can you go on, like, I feel like it's normal to go on, like, multiple dates with multiple people. And
whatever. Yeah, I mean, Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just the thing is, you just gotta know like
where the other person's at.
Like, if you're going on multiple dates, you can't just be like okay, I'm going to go into like these like relation actual like serious relationships with these people.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like if you go on multiple dates, pick one, tell the others like, hey, it was nice meeting you, but I don't think it works. Just don't like lead them on and then just say and then just like. Date multiple like yeah, have multiple
no,
relationships
no yeah definitely yeah. cut it off
yeah cut after, it off like, yeah communicate first, yeah. communicate cut it off that's it
Do have you have one. Any experience with like dating apps and stuff
I mean yeah but honestly like they were honestly like talking stages and then it didn't really work out so like for example like last year I was in this talking stage with this one person and we had like a connection, honestly. Like, we had similar music, taste, and opinions, and, like, stuff like that. We talked and talked. We actually, like, I came to her school, and she showed me around. And
Cool, yeah.
And then we walked around the city, and, you know, sometimes we'd, like, have, like FaceTime calls, and then it would last the entire night.
That's crazy.
it was on that level. And, honestly, I thought it was... pretty good, but honestly, what happened was after like the semester was over, so like this was like winter semester, once it was done, I tried like communicating, like texting her, FaceTiming her, see how she's like.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm busy. I'll talk to you later. Okay. I was like, okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
And then it happens again.
Oh, yeah.
And then again, and then I get no communication and was like leaving on delivered for a long time. And I was like, oh man, like honestly, like really? And then...
I wonder if... Did she like live somewhere else? Did she like move? Like, do you think that's
I think she told me she had... she's like renting a place
here,
like in Toronto. Yeah. And then at the end, I was like, okay, I don't know what happened, but she lost interest for some reason.
Yeah.
It fizzled out. And like, okay, sure. If that's what she wished, okay.
Yeah. I guess there's also the part where it's like, oh, did... people like enjoy your company or attention but then they don't want it to like lead to a relationship or something
so just feed on attention that's what
like
you mean?
For a, like they like the attention at first but then when it becomes too much of a relationship they like pull back and they're like I'm not that interested or I don't know if I'm like ready to commit or whatever
see that's interesting because like why do you want to feed into that attention and like do that type of stuff when at the end you're just going to be like, okay, I don't want this anymore.
I think it's like, well, to the listeners, if you heard the last episode, I talked about like avoidant attachment style where it's like, do you know what that is?
What is that?
It's, there's like different attachment styles and one of them is like avoidant. So it's like you stop like sharing your feelings or whatever when it gets like real or stuff like that. And it's like a thing that people do where like they'll start to talk to someone or start dating someone and then like, a little bit into it, something causes them to be like, no,
yeah,
never mind.
I don't want to talk about this. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you never know. It could be avoidant attachment kind of person that you're talking
maybe,
to.
Maybe. But the thing is, I didn't really go that deep with her.
Yeah,
I didn't really go that personal with her, so.
Yeah, I don't know. So I saw, like, Nam do, like, a crazy Riz tactic in...
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to talk about this crazy story? Well, here, I'll explain it.
Yeah, sure.
So basically, there's this dining hall with a big window at it. And you can explain from this part.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So we were just like, okay, first, you know what's so funny? So it was like,
oh, yes!
It was me and Sajid.
Yeah.
We were on the window and Camilla was on the other side.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were doing, but we were trying to like follow her through the window.
Yeah. She was like, oh, she was taking so much time to like do something and they were like watching her. They were trying to speed
her
up.
Was it ice cream? Was she getting ice cream
or
something?
And also like, and just like a little bit before that you were talking about like.
What was it? It'll come. Yeah. The relationship, it will like come eventually.
They were talking about how like our relationship will just come, like you don't have to be too worried about it when the time comes. And then they were watching Camila through the window in the dining hall and then
And then I walked and then I saw like this girl, she was like eating with her friends and honestly she looked pretty cute. She looked really nice and she seemed she seemed like a chill person. And then what happened was I was like debating if I should like get her attention. So what I did was I waved on the window and then I was trying to like catch her attention.
Yeah.
Right? And she waved back and then we were just like exchanging waves and like hello. And since I couldn't hear her, I couldn't hear her directly. So I was like trying to talk to her through the window and I was like trying to like communicate with my hands. And we were trying to like.
He like gave his phone number like.
I was like, yo, what's your phone number? What's your phone number?
Uh-huh.
And then what happened was we were like trying to like decipher the code, like what she was like saying. So what she was doing, so I was trying to get her number, right? And then she said she was like mouthing the numbers. So I was like typed in it and then I got the number. Yeah, and then I called her on the number.
I talked to her through the window. So funny.
And then it was like we're just talking and it was like really light. It was like really nice. She seemed really cool. And we were just talking just like normal stuff. I can't really remember on the top of my head, but I was like saying, "Yo, I saw you. You seem pretty cool. You have like cool glasses," like something like that. And that was it. I was like, "Okay, I'll talk to you later, sure." Contacts. And then after that, we like sort of like arranged like a plan to meet up, like maybe like a date or something. And then we just went. We had our date. It was super fun. The first time was like I took her to an arcade.
Oh, that's fun. You know,
it was super fun. I really enjoyed it a lot. And then I took her. I took her to the haunted house. That was so funny. But you know, eventually, like we just I kind of like got to know her a little bit. We went on a couple dates and then. What happened was is we started talking about like intentions and how it's going to be like, right? I don't want to get into too much detail just for respect. We just had our like our own like I kind of wanted like maybe like something like more like maybe like a relationship more recent, but she wanted something like a bit later. So So she did tell me. She did tell me like what her intention is and I completely respect it.
For sure.
Yeah, so we just that was it. So like So yeah, she's super great. She's chill, but we just had our own
different
intentions. Like we like I wanted like something like more recent, she wants something more later.
Like in the future.
Yeah, in the future. Okay. So it's nothing now. So then I was like, "Okay, sure. All right, and that was pretty much it."
Real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing crazy. It was pretty good.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. I feel like that's like a good way to end like a talking
stage
or whatever.
Exactly. Because comparing to like the one I had from last year, where it's like no no reason why it ended, nothing at all. At least in this instance, there was some closure, and it was a good closure. It wasn't anything bad. It was pretty good.
Do you have any other takes on talking stages or that or anything kind of related?
In high school, there was this girl in my classroom. I thought she was pretty nice, and then I it was I don't know what it was. I think it was like a winter festival, so basically you can get a card and then a lollipop and then you can like
the candy grams.
Yeah, candy
grams. Cool.
It was a candy gram. So basically I wrote to her like a Merry Christmas and like stuff like that, and I gave her a lollipop, and then I told my friend, "Can you please give this to her in class because I won't be here today?" And then he gave it to her, and then I asked him, like, "Hey, did it go well?" And it's like, "Yeah, she really liked it a lot. She appreciated it." I was like, "Okay, great. Then I can move on to the next step," which is like I ask her out to the movies.
Okay.
I saw her. This was like the last day before the winter break, and I was like, I finally see her. I was like, "Hey, do you want to go to movies? I know there's like some good movies that are happening this winter break." And she's like, "Yeah, sure, let's do it." And then everything's great, right?
Yeah.
I text her. We confirm the things like a week before, and it's like, "Hey, do you want to watch this movie? It's pretty good." And she's like, "Yeah, sure." So I bought the tickets for both of us, and confirmation, everything's working well.
I'm scared.
The day before, I'm not even kidding. Like, I think it was like less than 24 hours. The day before, it was like late at night, she texted me. She said, "Hey, I don't know if I can anymore. I have some plans," or something like that. But basically, it was an excuse. Like, she couldn't go. And she said, "Oh, I hope you know I have a boyfriend."
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
She said that.
What?
Yeah, she said on text like, "Oh, I hope you, I hope you know I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend, so I hope that doesn't like disturb anything between us." I was like, "So why were you interested in going to a theater if you have a boyfriend?"
Yeah, like I feel like the movies with one other person is kind of like
That's something you do with your partner.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so like you mean to tell me I bought these tickets. And for nothing.
That's, yeah.
And 24 hours before the actual
And why did she tell you then? It's crazy, too. Wait, I'm so confused. What?
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, it was so, I was puzzled. I was confused. I was like, why do you have a boyfriend if you said sure to going to movies and then you cancel it beforehand?
Do you remember what you said?
I just said, yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll see you around or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
just to end it off.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she wanted to be friends with you, but it's like...
But the thing is, if she wanted to be friends...
I feel like you probably made it clear that...
No. Yeah. Like, but if she wanted to be friends, she would have still, like, wanted to communicate or something like that. But she didn't really do anything after that, and
This might just be a she's just not that into you.
Yeah, Loki. But, you know, it's fine. No. It's fine. I'm just, you know, focusing on myself.
Yeah.
Improving, like, physical. And that's okay. And, mental. Because honestly, the right girl will come in time. And honestly, I don't want to rush into that. So, yeah.
Facts. Wait, maybe since you said that, like later today, you're going to like the
right. Damn, imagine that. Know. Imagine I like, yeah.
Maybe it's like a genie in a bottle kind of thing where the second you say it, like.
Something pops up. But yeah, okay, yeah. But like, yeah, honestly, like, these songs, I've learned so much from them. How to handle it, what to talk about.
Yeah.
Just like that stuff. And honestly, I learned from my mistakes and I improve, develop better skills. Yeah. And honestly, yeah, the right time will come, the right girl will come in time. And yeah.
Real. Do you think you've ever had a talking stage where the other person doesn't consider it a talking stage other than the high school thing? Because I guess that's...
Like, what do you mean, like, talk...
Like where this... you're like, oh, yeah, we were talking, but, like, secretly. Or has that ever happened to you?
Or, like, she doesn't consider it a talking stage?
Or, or the other way. Oof. Like, do you think there's any times where it's, like, really unclear?
I mean, I probably did. I just don't remember it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but honestly, the talking stages I do remember is, like, just, like, talking stages where we both... are in that stage and we're kind of like unclear with each other because I kind of tend to shift away when other person isn't really interested.
Yeah, that's which makes sense.
Yeah, I just don't want to waste my time.
Real, because
that.
that's what the whole kind of he's just not that into podcast is like that. Okay, here, I'll read
a
quote.
Yeah, read a quote.
Women are smart. If they got really quiet and stopped listening to the excuses or believing what they wanted to be true and what they hope he's really saying and just got all centered about it, I think women would always know. It's like, or that can apply for anyone, but it's like, you probably do know if the other person is interested in or even not. You're just kind of being a bit delusional about it. So
honestly, that happens. Sometimes you're a little bit delulu, but you know that happens.
Yeah, you just got to lock in and realize at some point.
Honestly, you just got to lock in and realize like, yo, this person's not interested in you. Why are you putting yourself in that position where it's like a
it gets to a point.
it gets to a point. But honestly, I kind of learned that because in the beginning, I was very unclear and I was kind of like hoping like maybe they'd be more interested, she'd be more interested. But honestly, as the more talking stage you talk to, you kind of understand it. Like you kind of understand it now and like you kind of realize like, okay, if this girl is not interested in you, then just stop talking.
Yeah, there's
just
no
cut it off.
Need to keep, like, hoping that maybe one day they'll change.
Exactly, because, like, why would you put your effort and energy into somebody who doesn't want to give it back? And that's what I understand.
So real.
Yeah. So, yeah, you just gotta, you know, eventually you just gotta learn and understand if a person is not reciprocating, showing you energy... back that you like showing like the affection and, or like the care or like maybe like flirting and if she's like being dry with you, you know, having the distance war the delivered wars, right? Then honestly, you're wasting your time. It's not, there's no point in that. Just drop it. There's no point. Just find someone who actually shows interest back.
Wow. That was so wise. That brings us to the end of the episode.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the pod. And to the listeners out there, you know what to do. maybe. Yeah,
I hope so.
Okay.
Take advice.
Bye.
Bye-bye.